an ancient silk hat, and carpet slippers very much down at heel. He remained watching the two men as they talked. The clergyman went deep into his trouser pocket, examined a handful of money, and showed his teeth in an agreeable smile. Mr. Cave seemed still more depressed when they came into the shop. The clergyman, without any ceremony, asked the price of the crystal egg. Mr. Cave glanced nervously towards the door leading into the parlour and said, £5. The clergyman protested that the price was high to his companion as well as to Mr. Cave. It was, indeed, very much more than Mr. Cave had intended to ask when he had stocked the article, and an attempt at bargaining ensued. Mr. Cave stepped to the shop door and held it open.
£5 is my price, he said, as though he wished to save himself the trouble of unprofitable discussion.
As he did so, the upper portion of a woman's face appeared above the blind in the glass upper panel of the door leading into the parlour, and stared curiously at the two customers.
£5 is my price, said Mr. Cave, with a quiver in his voice.
The swarthy young man had so far remained a spectator.